Senior Moments, sponsored by the Empowering Seniors Group on News Talk KVNU, 102 FM and 610 AM.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Senior Moment Show. My name is Bryce Patton with my co-host, Sid Roeder. How are you, Sid?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Fantastic. I'm doing wonderful, you know?
Well, see, fantastic and wonderful fits well together.
It's a lovely Saturday morning. Well, I'm excited for our guests, but before we get to them, would you mind telling us all about our wonderful sponsor?
I love to talk about our sponsor, which is the Empowering Seniors Group, a group of professionals that has dedicated their time and effort to provide information to seniors, their family members, and anyone that cares. If you'd like to learn more about the Empowering Seniors Group, you can do so online at empoweringseniors.info, or you can email us at empoweringseniorscv@gmail.com, and the CV stands for Cache Valley. And lastly, if you have any suggestions for this show, anyone you would like to see us invite, you can reach me personally at 435-512-6406.
While you did that, you were smiling at me. Is that my hint that I need to learn how to do that?
You do need to learn how to do that, because you always pawn it off on me.
Yes, I do. I love it. Well, I'm excited for our guests today. We have Catherine and Greg Madsen with us today from Katie Did Estate Sales. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Well, excellent. Well, I'm excited
to hear
about your business and how you can help our seniors. So how did you get into estate sales?
Wow, that's a great question. Lots of reasons. We'll try to narrow it down. So Greg and I were married in 2019. I'd been divorced and Greg had been widowed. And so we brought two big households together and we had a lot of extra stuff that we kind of fought over about who's going to keep what. Anyway, so we ended up selling a lot of it and, we had a great time doing that. And we just both love to go to, Greg's been selling on eBay for many, many years. And I have been going to estate sales. I live back east, and that's how I furnished my home and, you know, clothed my kids and got them toys and things like that, and saw some really beautiful houses by going to those estate sales. And I've actually helped with estate sales, and I've helped do rummage sales, and I've helped stage houses for realtors and things like that. So we've kind of done this buying and selling for a while. And so when we got together, we started going to estate sales because we just couldn't help ourselves, because we love doing that. And we kept on selling, buying and selling antiques. And we have a booth at the local Country Village antique store. And we, just by going to those sales, I think just in Salt Lake County and other places, we just came to understand there's not really that service here in Cache Valley. And we thought it would be really helpful if we could start a business that could help seniors and other people who are trying to liquidate their estates to get rid of their stuff, because we know it's a really emotional process. We've both gone through our parents' estates, the death of our parents, and seen other people and friends go through that. And we know that it's a really emotional process. And we learned a lot through those things. And we just thought that, you know, with our background in sales, and my personal love of vintage and Greg's love of a lot of things like sports memorabilia, cars. What else, Greg? Speak up. A lot of things.
Well, there are several really, really good estate sale companies. One in Pocatello called Wild Hair that we've gone to her sales, and she's amazing. Does a great job.
Yeah.
There's one in Davis County called WBY that's amazing. But there just isn't anything like that here in the area. And so that's really what this conversation came from, was we were sitting there one day going, holy cow, there's not a great estate sale company that's based in Cache Valley. And so we started offering that, and we found out really quickly that it was something that was needed, because we got hired immediately to do a couple of estate sales that were like bang, bang. And so we knew, we found something.
Yeah, and I can only second that as a real estate broker. In the past, we've scrambled to find someone who can help with that, or it was too far away. That's been a problem before. Yes. There was someone that came up from further south and looked at things and then actually declined doing the estate sale. but let's dive for maybe our listeners that have never seen how that works. Catherine, maybe you can tell us a little bit how the process is to get to an estate sale.
Well, we, after people contact us through our different ways they can contact us, we go to the house, hopefully. I mean, usually people, we have at least one family member that's in the area that will meet us. I know that some people have family and are selling estates here in town, and a lot of it has to be done over the phone. But we try to go to the house with them and take a tour and kind of assess what there is and if it's worth having an estate sale, because there does have to be some value in it for us, right? I mean, if you know, and sometimes there's just situations where most of it has to go in the garbage, and then we can arrange for junk haulers or anybody like that to come and do those things. But hopefully we can take a tour and kind of assess that and go over the goals with the family. And so we kind of set a timeline with them. And I think one of the most important things is that the family takes what's most important to them, that is divided among the living family that's interested in having, you know,
memorabilia
and things like that. And obviously, if we found something, you know, with memorabilia and family pictures, we let the family know, and we always want to save that for them and honor that. So then we decide on that and set the date. And what else, Greg?
Well, a big thing, yeah, is just to see what the value. You got to remember that there's a total difference between an estate sale and a garage sale.
Yeah.
A garage sale typically is you're just trying to get rid of junk. And so you put it out front and let people go. And the prices are dirt cheap, 10 cents for pants or whatever. And in fact, we're working on an estate sale she's going to be doing in Tremont. And then the family, there's piles of clothes with tags on them still that the mother bought and just kept buying. And so we're going to go in and find out what the value is. She's going to look at those things and say, yeah, we got a pile of clothes that's worth money, worth more than 10 cents a piece. So that's the difference between a garage sale and an estate sale, is there is
the
value
research.
To what we're selling in the estate sale versus you doing your own garage sale, basically.
So how does that work if, for example, you're getting into someone's home and you realize, well, there's really only a handful of items that have any value? Are you also able to take those out and sell them outside and let the family deal with the rest, or advise them how to deal with the rest?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a great question. There are situations where it makes sense to either sell things only online, whether it's through an auction or local avenues, and then have the family just hire somebody like a junk service to come in and clear it out, or donate. A lot of people will donate those things to DI or whoever it may be. So that's what she'll do in that free evaluation, is determine where we need to go from there.
Thank you, Greg. We're already coming up on our first break here. So Catherine, maybe I'll give you a chance to mention your contact information to our listeners.
All right. So we have our estate sale website, which is katydidestatesales.com. So Katie Did is all one word, KATYDID, and then estatesales.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is Katie Did Vintage Utah, and on an Instagram page, which is Katie Did Vintage Utah. UT there at the end.
Super. Thank you. We're at our first break. Again, let me mention our sponsor, which is the Empowering Seniors Group. If you'd like to learn more about them, you can do so online at empoweringseniors.info. We'll take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Maple Springs Senior Living in North Logan, we understand that entrusting the care of your loved one to someone else is a decision not taken lightly. That's why we go above and beyond to create a nurturing environment where your family becomes our family.
When I found Maple Springs, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. The staff here really cares, and Mom is thriving.
The activities and social events have brought so much joy to Dad's life. You know, I can see a positive change every time I visit.
We know that your loved one's well-being is your top priority, and it's ours too. Learn more at MaplesPringsLiving.com.
Did you know 1 in 3 people will visit a nursing home? Did you know that once there, they will stay there for an average of 3 years? Did you also know there are insurance options that can help cover this experience? Hi, I'm Tracy Ferris with Blue Water Health Insurance. It's not cheap to stay in a full-fledged nursing home. Long-term care insurance can help you or a loved one get the care they need and deserve. If you wait until you need it, you may be too late. Give me a call at 435-890-8155.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
No problem, sweetie.
I can't believe you're able to fit everything in that little sedan.
Bye!
When they move out, you can move on to a house that fits your life. It's time to live in a space that fits your family.
Hi, this is Sid Roeder with Achievement Realty.
Let me help you to find a home that suits your needs and is less to take care of. Save money or even make money on the sale of your current home. Call me today at 512-6406, then list it, sell it, and move on.
And welcome back to the Senior Moment Show. My name is Bryce Patton. I'm here with Sid Roeder, and we are here with Katie Did Estate Sales with Catherine and Greg. We've been talking about estate sales and how to declutter your home or your loved one's home. And you guys were talking about going in and doing a home evaluation and seeing what's of value. So I guess my question is, what kind of things do you guys look for when you go into the home and see what's of value? Are there certain types of things that you're looking for, or are you guys just able to take care of everything?
Well, I think it's interesting. Of course, I love antiques, so I'm always looking for antiques and collectibles, because there is a big market for collectibles. I think we have to be realistic, though, that there is a lot of, you know, furniture and things like that that the modern consumer, the current generation doesn't love as much. So those things are sometimes a challenge. But I think people love like a good cluttered estate sale where there's lots of tchotchkes and stuff like that, and linens and books and all sorts of fun things. We've just seen everything. And then people also buy, you know, they buy those everyday items that we use. They buy the laundry detergent and the paper goods and the paper clips and things like that. So most anything will sell unless it's broken down or just, you know, past its life.
So, Catherine, it sounds to me like it's a multi-stage process. Yes. First you go assess, and then do you have more than one sale that you go through in your processes, typically?
We have done, multiple weekends for certain estates that have been, you know, big sales. Ideally, we like to get it done in a weekend, which is usually like a Thursday afternoon, Friday, and Saturday.
The way it typically works is that Thursday is a full price, so we go in and try to price everything
or organize it,
everything, if you will, and then Friday is a half off, and then a Saturday is kind of a, we love the phrase from our friend up in Pocatello, it's a box it bag it type of deal, just whatever you can fit into a box, we just like take it, because really they're doing us a service, doing the family a service by taking things out and you know, food items or towels or whatever. Those are things that we want people to bag up and get out of there. So that's typically how it works. We had an estate sale in River Heights a little while ago, and the it warranted a couple of extra weekends, and we did that, and it was because it was such an eclectic, fun family that they had so many items, and we just couldn't get a big enough crowd there to get through it. And so we did a couple of weekends, and we started doing discounts, and it was awesome. It was great, but it really helped the family out.
And Greg has also gone and helped them sell a couple of cars and a boat on the side, you know, even after the sale. So
yeah, that actually would have been my next question is, what do you do with the items that are probably not items somebody comes to an estate sale for? I mean, maybe farm sales, they look at the machinery too, but do you put those online or do you auction? Mm-hmm. And when do you recommend to auction?
Yeah, so this particular one here in locally, they had a 100-year-old piano that they felt like had a great value, and we had it evaluated, and And the evaluators told us it was a boat anchor because it was 100 years old and the only value
to
it was
broken.
Yeah. The value was in the look of it. And so we put it on KSL and sold it for them. And the person who bought it ended up paying more to ship it to their house than they bought the piece for. But the value in her mind was taking that beautiful 100-year-old piano and putting it in her 150-year-old house or whatever it was. So,
and she still uses it too. It was still usable, just not professionally.
Yeah. So we, if there are some unique items like that that require it, we'll put them up ahead of time, ahead of the actual estate sale, and try to get them out of the way. If there are a lot of really unique items, then we'll do an estate sale online and put all the items up on that in order to do. I'm doing an estate sale here shortly that Catherine's daughter is going to be punching into the internet for me, but we're selling 100-some-odd vintage cameras for a lady out of Boise, actually, that got a hold of us. And so we're going to list them all and let them go on auction. So sometimes it makes more sense to do in person, and sometimes it makes more sense to do a total online auction with shipping available.
And so is that all included when you go into the home, your first inspection?
That's part of the
evaluation. This is it. This is what we're going to do. Now, do you guys run into different challenges when you go into the home and you're looking at different things that they want to sell and they say, oh, this painting I did when I was 3 years old and it's worth $10,000 or something like that? Do you run into any of those challenges?
Definitely. I think it's such a hard balance because I'm a really sentimental person too. I come from a long line of just wonderful artistic women, I think, that I just love their style and I love that connection I have with them. And I understand people's connection with their things. And I think that's sometimes the challenge, is that people don't want to get rid of certain things, and they should. The family should keep everything that they want. And then, but they also sometimes, the things they want to get rid of, they overvalue and they say, oh, but my parents paid, you know, $3,000 for this back in 1965. And that just isn't always realistic in today's market, depending on the item.
Like if you have a collection of plates that are collector plates,
Scarlett O'Hara,
they're worth a dollar.
Yeah, if you have heartbreaking.
If you have a collection of Beanie Babies, in most cases, they're worth $2 a piece. There just are things that are overproduced. Baseball cards. I get all the time people send me an email for they have a tote of baseball cards and they want to sell them. I'm like, how much do you want? Well, I don't really know, but $300. And I'm like, oh my gosh, man, those were made in the 80s, mid 80s, and they're worth $10 for that whole tote. So it is hard. It's kind of she's really good at that, letting the people down softly to say, you know,
I don't know.
really, this is what we think we'll get for it.
And you never know. I mean, you know, sometimes there's just the perfect buyer for a certain situation. And sometimes that's something, you know, I've had people come from a long ways away because they see something listed that they've been looking for a while. So that's why we try to give it the most coverage we can. We just try to find that balance between what's realistic in today's market and honoring the piece, you know, and the legacy that it had. So I definitely recommend people keeping what's most important to them. And then with the other stuff, it just to kind of as a matter of trust, I guess, in us that they can trust that we will do our best to find the right price and everything.
So it sounds to, we only have a minute left. So it sounds to me like you have a pretty a la carte approach, and I assume just as a la carte is your pricing.
Yeah, everything is consultative, right? I mean, what we do depends on what the people need, and we do have a commission, a split that we do with these sales, and there's also a flat fee that is there for advertising and for expenses, depending on what we need to do. Like this one that's coming up in Tremont, and we've got a lot of prep work. So, yeah, there's a sliding scale, if you will, to the commission versus maybe a flat fee versus just we walk away.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We're already here at our second break. When we come back, we'll make sure to have your contact information mentioned again. So if you're listening, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tyler. Recently, my father passed away, and White Pine provided the funeral services for our family. They were friendly, thoughtful, and attentive to every detail. You know, it isn't often that a loved one passes away, so it was very important to my family that everything be handled just right. Because my dad was loved by so many people, we had a lot of family and friends that traveled from out of town. I really appreciate how White Pine Funeral Services made sure everyone was comfortable and that the focus was where it needed to be, on my dad and my family. They really took care of us during this tender time.
White Pine Funeral Services, here when you need us most.
Did you know that one of the greatest threats to our quality of life is a fall? One-third of Americans 65 and older and one-half of those over 80 will fall this year. Many will never be the same again and some will never return to their homes. This is Bruce at Comfort Care. One of the ways we can help people stay in their home is through our free in-home fall protection survey. Let us help you identify these fall risks. Call us at 754-7676. Comfort Care, 754-7676.
In today's world, we often think it's cheaper to order through the mail, right? In the case of prescriptions, that's not always true. Reed's Pharmacy in Hiram, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is often less expensive than mail order plans. Plus, you can talk to the pharmacist in person or on the phone. Who better to help navigate the confusing world of medicine than the pharmacists at Reed's Pharmacy in Hiram? Reed's trained pharmacists will help you navigate the maze of healthcare. Call 245-DRUG for more information. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to the Senior Moments Show. My name is Bryce Patton here with Sid Roeder, and we have been hanging out with Katie Did Estate Sales, Catherine and Greg Madsen. It's so great to have you guys here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Before we left, we didn't get your contact information, and so if anyone's been curious and wants to know more about how you can help them with their estate and maybe decluttering, what's a good contact number or way to get in contact with you?
So my phone number is 914-560-6104.
Awesome. Now, in the break, we were talking about, you know, I have a marketing background and sales. And Greg, I know you do. So kind of what, when you guys help a family out, what are some of the ways you guys market these estate sales and get those items out to the masses?
So there are several websites that are available that we subscribe to. They're a pay service, if you will. And one is estatesales.org, and another one is in estatesales.com. And those are frequented or followed by people who are looking for estate sales.
So over the country.
Yeah. So we have those. There's a couple of apps as well. There's another website. KSL, everybody uses KSL. So we kind of take that same information from our estate sale postings and put them on KSL for additional bonus, if you will, or push. And then certainly Marketplace. We love being on Marketplace, the local groups. And then my full-time job is here at Cache Valley Media Group. And so we use radio when we can as well to push it. And at our last estate sale here in Logan, and I hear this all the time about how effective radio is, but we had a lot of people that pulled up to that estate sale and said, "Hey, we heard you about on the radio." So,
or their grandma heard about it on the radio, heard it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. So those are ways that we do it. And then lots of contacts. Catherine's got contacts throughout the industry here in the Valley. And so we always are networking.
We know, like, the if we don't know the answer to a question, we certainly have people that do. Like, we know people in the vintage clothing industry and the jewelry industry and
books.
And the books, all the book guys, stuff like that. So
how's the process there, for example, if, you know, somebody has a collection of swords that you're not familiar with, do you take photos to consult with another person, or how does that work?
We can do that. We've actually had people come to the actual home and go through the, like I've had a gal come and look through all the jewelry, a woman that I trust very much, to come and look through jewelry. The family member was there also. And so we just had a discussion, all of us together, what, what the true price should be and things like that. So,
yeah, just to find out what the value is, to give us a little extra. We don't pretend to know everything by any stretch. And even though Catherine's been around and been seeing a lot of things, there's just no way to know everything about all of these items. So lots of help from good friends that give us good advice.
Well, I love that, because for me, if I have stuff and I don't know the value of it, I want to go to an expert. And it sounds like that's what you guys do. Is there anything you guys aren't willing to sell?
Well, I love what you just said a second ago. I feel like Rick from the pawn shop.
Right.
I'm going to call a friend to to come in and we'll take a commercial break.
Yeah.
Certainly there are some things that maybe we don't want to or can't or shouldn't sell. And we kind of take that on a case-by-case basis.
And I would just encourage the family. If I found something I wasn't comfortable with selling, I would encourage the family to get, you know, make the decision on that and get rid of that ahead of time or.
And there's been estate sales we've been to where people have sold items that we probably wouldn't have sold.
That's their business.
That's okay. that's what they want to do.
So are there, you mentioned those two websites. Do you exclusively sell on those when you go for auctions, or do you also choose more specific websites if there's like cars or boats or anything?
The websites I mentioned earlier are specifically websites that are just to get that information out about the upcoming estate sale. And then there are websites that you can sell from. Think of eBay on a hot sheet, if you will. One's called highbid.com, and you list items just like you would on eBay, as an example, which I've been doing for a long time.
Greg is a pro on eBay for sure.
but you put those items on there and a quick description and then sell those. So there are estate informational websites with thousands of pictures that you can put on, and then there are actual auction or bidding sites like a HighBid that you can sell things on, and they'll actually process the payment for you.
Do you actually find that your outcome is better going to those websites than trying to sell locally?
Well, we love to sell locally because we know a lot of people love to buy locally. We have people saying, when is your next estate sale? I mean, there's just not a lot of them here in Cache Valley. So we want to just do whatever's best for the family we want to do. So it's nice for the family to see people come in and just get rid of stuff. That's been great process. But yeah, if there's something really valuable or special, we're definitely going to take it to the next level.
Well, and we're going to, with our new website, katiedidestatesales.com, we're going to have some items on there that we'll sell as well. So if there's something that makes sense from an estate sale, we'll pull it and put it there afterwards.
Perfect. Sadly, we're already at the end of our show, but I do want to give you one more chance to mention your website and your phone number, Catherine.
So it's katiedidestatesales.com, and my phone number is 914-560-6104.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in and letting our listeners know about this great service that you're providing.
Thanks so much. We're excited.
Okay, this is the Senior Moment Show. Again, let me mention our sponsor briefly, which is the Empowering Seniors Group. If you'd like to learn more about them, you can do so online at empoweringseniors.info. It was fun today. We hope you tune in again next week.